I was at a, I guess you can call it like a seminar or an event, probably in 2007. And the guy on stage pulled out $100 from his wallet and he held it up to the crowd and he said, "Who wants this $100?" And everybody raised their hands. "I want this $100." And he just, you know, kept saying, "Who wants this $100?" Right. And this just went on for a little bit till finally somebody just walked straight up to him and grabbed that $100 from his hands. And he's like, "Okay, so she's the only one in this room." And there was like 300 people in the room that wanted that $100 because she came up, took action, and grabbed that $100. She didn't ask for permission. She took it. Everybody else was just waving their hand. "Yeah, I want it." Everybody, so many people say, "Oh, I want this and I want that." But they're not willing to get up from their seat and go grab what's theirs. When I think of like working out, people are like, "Oh, I want these six-pack abs." Oh, but that's really easy to say. But do you really want those six-pack abs? Because you know what it's going to take is doing planks and sit-ups and all these ab work workouts and sweating and dedication. You got to do it every single day or whatever. You got to do it consistently. You're going to have to change your diet and get rid of all these fatty foods and eat whatever, you know, vegetables and stuff. So if that's what it takes, just like Socrates dunking this person down, it's going to take pain. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take consistency and dedication. Do you really want those six-pack abs or are you just saying it? It's too easy. Talk is cheap. Do you want air or do you want something as badly as that young man, or I think it said that young fool wanted air? Because many people that say they want things, they're making a fool of themselves because they're fooling themselves that they want something. It's action. It's that woman standing up and grabbing that $100 bills. It's me getting pissed off in the basketball game and getting angry and grabbing that basketball, which is mine. Who wants it more? I was, maybe in my like third year of being an attorney, fourth year, and it's easy to take things for granted. It's easy to be complacent, right? Now I'm starting to make money. I'm starting to have things that I didn't have before, and it started to scare me. It started to scare me like when I was in basketball and I was taking things for granted and my mind and heart weren't in the game because I was guaranteed to be the starter, wasn't going to be taken out. Well, now I'm a lawyer. Now I'm making money. Now I've got this social status that I'm a lawyer. And I remember I had these shoes that were a gift for my girlfriend. And she spent a lot of money on these shoes. I think, you know, it was a gift and she spent way too much, probably more money than I had ever spent on myself or as a gift. But these shoes were probably, you know, $250. And they were nice and everything. But eventually, like, you know, on the bottom of the soles, a hole formed. And my first thought was, oh, let me go get some new shoes. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to get new shoes because I ended up walking around. This is no joke. I had one pair of shoes. I ended up walking around with a hole in the bottom of those shoes for like 9 months. So if it rained, I'd get a hole in my sock and my foot was wet and water come in my shoe. If there was glass in the street, I'd have to be careful and walk around it. Why did I do that? Because I didn't want to get comfortable. I wanted to remind myself, where did you come from? I came from lack. I came from no money. I came from not having any money to eat food at school and coming home to eating nothing. I was 16 years old. I weighed 114 pounds because I didn't want to ask my mom for money. She wasn't making that much and I felt guilty. So many times in, you know, school, morning, afternoon, my stomach was growling because I had no food, because in my mind, we had no money, we had lack. And I wanted to, that was my way of reminding myself like, wow, I've got this expensive pair of shoes with a hole in the bottom. Nobody knew about it. And it was just a reminder to me to stay hungry and not to get comfortable. So connecting the dots for what this podcast is about is I am acknowledging India. I am giving a shout out to India and acknowledging that they have downloaded my podcast more than any other country. I'm just so impressed because in my mind, India has grit, and that's the topic of my connect the dots. It's all about grit. grit isn't something that's given to you. Grit is something that you earn. It's something that you want. It's the eye of the tiger. And if what you want is to get into a top university, if you want to get straight A's, if you want to be at the top of your class or whatever profession or whoever it is that you want to be, if you want something, you have to have the eye of the tiger. You have to have the grit. You have to do whatever it takes to go get what is yours. Like that woman that went up there and grabbed that $100 bill, like that person that Socrates dunked in the river and wanted air more than anything. It's not what you say you want. It's what you go take what is already yours. And that's why today's episode is called Namaste India. Now, your challenge today is go watch the movie Rocky III if you can. If you can't, then go on YouTube and listen to Eye of the Tiger, which is an awesome motivational song, and watch the one where they're showing clips of the movie. But if you can watch the whole thing, watch it, because that's what you're going to need to be successful in school. You need to have that kind of hunger. And I want you to think of what can you do to challenge yourself that's going to make things harder on you, like taking difficult courses or going to the hardest teacher. Don't go to the easiest teacher. Go to the hardest teachers. Look on what you can do to challenge yourself to be better and to do things that are harder. Now, I am in the United States, and to my United States listeners, the key thing for you to understand is maybe you're coming from privilege. Maybe you have money. Maybe you don't. Not everybody in the United States is rich. It seems like everybody in other countries think everybody in the United States is rich. It's just not true. But for those who have privilege and have money and you're going to great schools, just remember this. There's somebody out there that wants it more than you do. There's somebody that wants to get into Harvard, Stanford, Yale, Berkeley, whatever school out there. They want to get into that school more than you do. And what are you going to do about it? Because your money isn't going to get you in there unless your parents are going to pay $1 million. But assuming that's not the case, it's your determination and it's your grit. How badly do you want it? Are you going to be like me in that basketball game where the game started and you're just not there? Or are you going to get angry enough at yourself to start figuring out what you need to do to motivate yourself and want it more than the next guy wants it? Don't be a fool like that young man who came to Socrates for wisdom. Then what he really needed was air. And what you really need is a reality check that if you want to go to the best schools, you have to want it more than anybody else. Because if you don't, you're not going to get in. It's just too competitive. Challenge Me is about the underdog. We're not about the rich or the privileged or people who have all the resources. I'm here to support people that want it more than anybody else, that want to put in the hard work and the dedication. And right now, India, for whatever reason, is downloading this podcast more than anybody else. And I've done zero, absolutely zero, to promote it. Now, I also want to give out a word of encouragement to everybody who is listening to this podcast. Even if your country is not number one, the bottom line is you're listening. And because you're listening, you can get the benefit that other people around the world are getting by listening to this. So I want to acknowledge you that I see you, and I want to name your countries and give you encouragement to keep listening. So those countries are where our podcast is downloaded: Mexico, Peru, Chile, Colombia, Guatemala, Norway, Ireland, Austria, Morocco, Portuguese Republic, New Zealand, Thailand, South Africa, Latvia, Greece, Jordan, Panama, Switzerland, Nigeria, Singapore, Indonesia, Hungary, the Netherlands, Poland, Turkey, Republic of Nepal, Australia, the Philippines, Great Britain, Northern Ireland, Canada, Brazil, Bangladesh, Pakistan, France, Germany, and the United States and India. So, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Talk to you next time.